Thursday edition. What's on your mind? How are you, folks? God bless you. Glad you're tuned in to AM 1090 KTGO and AM 1100 The Flag. It'll shout out in today's Fargo Forum front page, top of the fold story. Representative Kramer faces the crowd. Isn't it funny that it is newsworthy that a member of Congress dares to, mingle with the unwashed? Kind of sad, actually, that it's newsworthy that a member of Congress, the gist of the story is that Congressman Kramer is a town hall crazy, that he goes to these events, and with the wide-open town halls and the regular stints on radio, Kramer is by far the member of Congress in North Dakota most open to taking public questions.
That's just great. You know, it's exemplary. And the thing about it is there's a lot of passion in politics. And when he goes and faces people that are huffy about something, he diffuses it. Doesn't build up.
Yeah, just I'm glad this is getting some attention because I think it is wonderful. I'm not trying to minimize it, but I think it's a sad state of politics in America when it's news that a member of Congress will mingle among constituents.
You know, these tweet town halls, carefully managed and scripted, where the candidate or the representative or senator doesn't even have to physically show up somewhere, it's kind of lame.
Yeah. Anyway, we're glad they're happening. That's for sure.
Plus, they mentioned what's on your mind, kind of, about your weekly event with Kramer.
They did. Well, they talked about the fact that he takes calls from the public on his weekly one-hour radio show, which can be heard statewide, including Fargo's AM 1100 The Flag. So, since it's a Fargo newspaper, I guess it's appropriate they'd mention the Fargo radio station. So,
sure it is.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, a couple of other things here. I want to talk about this Minnesota school bus driver that was fired for leading students in prayer. Question, should praying with students be a firing offense? I don't think so. I want to talk about the fact that there's a new statistic out showing North Dakota has had reduced use of food stamps. So it's doubled in size in the last 4 years nationwide. Meanwhile, the last 2 years in North Dakota, it's going down. We're going the opposite direction of the nation.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I think that's because we're a good model for how not to have government dependency rule your life.
That's right.
Yeah. So, for all the thoughts and comments about how heartless it is to put some strings on when you use food stamps, maybe we ought to just say, come to North Dakota. Just see how this works. What do you think of that idea?
I think a job is a much better thing than a dependency.
Yeah. Very interesting story here. I want to talk a little bit about that today. Would you vote for Chris Christie for president?
If he got the nomination, I would. No, I would rather have Ted Cruz leading the ticket. I believe that Ted Cruz, just like Ronald Reagan, would be found out to be not nearly as hateful as the press is trying to create him. He's a wise and bright man, just like Reagan was. So he's my first choice, probably, although I like that Dr. Carson a lot. And
to me, Chris Christie's a great governor of New Jersey.
He is.
And, a law and order guy that comes out of the, but I think the idea of him leading the conservative cause, I don't really see a lot of inspiration from folks there.
No, and he was.
In other words, we've tried this Northeast Republican thing, right?
It doesn't work.
And, God bless them. I'm glad they're there because the more Republicans there are, the less chance we have of, the current occupants of the White House and the direction they're bringing us. So.
It would be infinitely better than any Democrat I've ever seen a national stage.
But, the press is going gaga over Chris Christie because he's elected second-term governor of a Democratic state.
And his Hispanic vote increased 19% since the last time.
It's great. I just, I don't know whether that translates nationally.
I don't think so. He was too cuddly with Obama. He's just not a darling of the whole Tea Party side of the party. But he does claim to be a conservative. He turned his back. He said, I am not moderate. I'm conservative. And, he's really whacked away at the spending in New Jersey, and he is a law and order guy.
I like his
straight talk. I mean, I think people appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that would, you know, on a presidential stage nationwide, you know, I think the press would rip him up for every little slum. I mean, he's called people numb nuts and, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, he really just, he, it was funny, is I watched one of the debates and, some reporter went into a litany of things he's called people, and you called this person a dumb-dumb, and this one stupid, and this one, you know, ignorant, and numbnuts. I mean, just went through a whole... Would you apologize for your tone and pledge to, you know, improve the tone in the second term? He said, no. I am who I am, and, you know, I just, you know, call him as I see him, and I think people appreciate that about me, so I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to be different. I'm going to be who I am. So, you know...
Probably good for his blood pressure to say those things.
I think it works well in New Jersey. I just don't know whether that translates.
New Jersey is raw. They're tougher. They're more combative. That would not work in Minnesota nice. Absolutely wouldn't.
I don't think so either. What do you think of West Acres, which is the big mall in the Fargo-Moorhead for our listeners in the western part of the state, has announced that some stores will start opening at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, big black getting ahead of the curve.
I forgot
curve,
to mention that I was talking about Thanksgiving. So, sorry, yeah, but in other words, the Black Friday is creeping into Thanksgiving.
Kind of a gray Thursday, a twilight Thursday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's a free country. They can do it if they want to, and if people can go there if they want to, but I'm not going to be indignified if they do it. I'm just probably not going to go there because if I eat turkey, I usually, I don't know, I get kind of lazy and tryptophan and things like that.
So this is really whatever. Not a, you know, it's America, people choose to shop, fine.
That's how I feel about it.
We shouldn't be lamenting that we can't even have a holiday that's sacred.
No, Kevin Cramer said he was putting up Christmas lights a couple of days ago. Maybe that's a little premature.
I think it is.
Well, see, that's what...
Do you?
Yeah.
You think it's a little early?
I think you should put it up for, you know, a little later on after Thanksgiving. It's just a personal thing, you know? But I don't want to impose my personal thing on somebody else.
I do want to say this, I think the idea of Kevin Cramer on a ladder with his son putting up Christmas lights whenever you do it is the way it ought to be done.
You got to tell that story about his first time. It was really funny. It's Kevin Cramer's son. He was going up on the ladder, putting lights up on the tree when his son was three. He had little plastic bags, was floating them in the air, and they'd float along like little puff birds, and his son would run after like a puppy and get them. And pretty soon he turned around, and his son was on the roof, 3 years old, and he said, you know, his heart, he kind of got in a cold sweat.
It climbed the ladder.
But yeah, when he wasn't looking, when he was around the corner, and here's his son up on the roof. Play, Daddy?
Yeah.
Pretty cool story.
It was. That's this little Abel, a little boy they've adopted, which is a really neat story. A lot of fun. Anyway, Steve Bockett's going to be here in a couple of minutes. We'll give you a preview of our guests, and we're going to tackle this story of the Minnesota school bus driver, as well as the good news in North Dakota on food stamps. We can call that good news, Ken.
Sure it is.
And we'll also give you a little bit of a preview of the guests that we'll be chatting with on the program. Looking forward to that as well. And bottom of the hour today, we're going to chat with this hour, a congressman and a medical doctor, Republican from Texas, Dr. Michael Burgess.
Cool.
Be with us on the program. Member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. They recently heard some testimony from Kathleen Sebelius on the Obamacare rollout. So we're going to see what he got in the way of answers.
They had no background checks on the navigators. They could be felons, and you have to give them all your personal information. No background checks at all on these people are hiring from Acorn, also, which is a suspect group. Acorn happens to be the only place that I knew of a guy that was on a work release from prison that could get a job. It was Acorn. They wouldn't even know that. That's part of the reason they have this gap, is because so many of their community organizers have records. Now you're going to give them?
What is a navigator?
They're the person that helps a person, let's say in your neighborhood, navigate, direct them through to Obamacare.
Okay. And in person?
They help
on
them.
On the phone?
Well, I don't know. I think it's both. They're hired to help people answer the question, what do I do?
Okay, and walk them through, okay, you put your Social Security number in.
Yeah, give them, and everything is ever gone, and your everything, your numbers, your, you've got back.
And you're saying they didn't do background checks on the navigators?
No. And she said no. And, you know, this is really happening.
Unbelievable. So we'll ask him about that and more, get the latest on how the administration is answering these questions that are coming from all over. Looking forward to that, bottom of the hour. And Mark and I will be back to talk some sports and a little bit more about this travesty with this school bus driver being fired. I don't think that's a firing offense. You can talk about it on our Facebook page, too. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail. Just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's on your mind for a Thursday coming up? Steve Bakken and I will open up the phones and be joined by the voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, along with the two stations you're listening to right now, to talk about a couple of topics we'll tackle in a moment. Guests include the folks from North Dakota Game and Fish. Randy Quayle's going to be here. Are you deer hunting this weekend, Steve?
No, actually, I'm not. I got to bring one of my pheasant dogs out to Washington to get bred. Hence, I won't be here tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You're hitting the road.
We're gonna have puppies.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
All the way to Washington State. I mean, is there not an easier way to have puppies?
Well, you gotta you got to breed with the best. So it's continuing the bloodlines for the lineage of the dog I have.
There you go. Okay. Anyway, Randy Crowell will be here to answer any questions. He is chief of the Wildlife Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department and preview the deer hunting opener this weekend. Less tag. I forget the number, but it's the lowest amount of tags in a long time, right?
Absolutely. The numbers are, it shows that the solution to poverty and the solution to the ailments are jobs. And we've got an administration that doesn't look at it that way. It's about putting people back to work and giving people that hand up rather than a hand out. And we've got an administration that wants to give a hand out instead of a hand up. I'm a little disappointed with our senator, Senator Heitkamp, touting the numbers. How, oh, there's going to be these massive cuts and these people need help. Point to North Dakota. Point to where you're from and go, that's how you solve the problems. They have people working.
And you're not talking about deer population anymore. You're talking about food stamp population, right? This is an interesting story. North Dakota.
If you deer hunt, you don't need to go get food stamps either because you got meat in the freezer.
There you go. Food stamp use in North Dakota has dropped to a 3-year low. This is the story that Steve is talking about, and I agree with you. I think this is a prime example to show how America can get out of this ditch, and that's by putting lots of oars in the water, and folks through energy development and agriculture and manufacturing sector and technology and all the different sectors of North Dakota's economy that are growing have this roaring economy, and guess what happens? Yeah, things like food stamp use go down, and the interesting contrast here is to the national picture. It's doubled use.
Under 59,000 people per month receiving food assistance in North Dakota for 2012. That's down from 60,902 in 2011 and 59,888 in 2010. Now, I want to see where those numbers come out this year for 2013. I'm excited for those numbers. I bet it's dropped again.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Anyway, we're going to ask our audience today. And if you can't wait to answer this question, 855-200-1776. What do you think of that? What does that mean to you? What's your takeaway from that simple statistic that food stamp use in North Dakota is at a 3-year low? Tell us. Also, we're going to dig into the story of a Minnesota, Minneapolis-based school bus driver down in Burnsville, terminated last week because he was asked to refrain from leading students in prayer, and he refused. He's actually a pastor that has a side job as a driver for this company that operates buses for the Burnsville Egan Savage School District. And he dismissed reprimands, continued his daily prayers during the school's ride. He just said, I let them know I'm a pastor and I'm going to pray. He said, to fire a bus driver for praying for the safety of the children, that's not right. I agree. This is crazy.
Can I get an amen?
Can you get an amen? Yeah. And by the way, there's no specific policy regarding prayer, so it isn't like you can point to some violation to say, see, you can't pray. And I guess he would initiate prayer during the ride to school, which he would begin with a song each day as a way of giving his students something constructive and positive to go to school with. He also said he did not force students to pray, but he welcomed anyone that was open to the idea. According to Teresa Nelson, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota, school bus drivers are indistinguishable from any other school district employee when it comes to their responsibility to avoid endorsement of religion, since buses are operated by the school district either directly or indirectly through a contract with a private company. His conduct was particularly troubling because students on a school bus are a captive audience. Students who did not wish to participate in the prayer would undoubtedly feel pressure to participate in that setting. So she's having a hissy fit over it. The Establishment Clause of the First Amendment prohibits school officials from endorsing or promoting religion. This includes school officials leading students in prayer on school grounds or during school-related activities. The bus driver said his prayer sessions were of no harm because he said he spoke with a few parents who were in agreement with him about praying while transporting their children. Also said he's led prayer while being employed as a bus driver in Wisconsin and Georgia in previous years. We've got to get Christians to be able to be Christians and not have to be closet Christians. You have something good, you're going to share it with somebody. And that's what he said. How about that? Mark at Grand Forks wants to talk about creating jobs, like how we're doing it in North Dakota, you mean, Mark?
Well, relative, yeah, as compared to nationwide, because nationwide, essentially, they measure the unemployment rate based on how many people have quit looking for jobs. But if you add the ones who've quit looking for jobs into the unemployment numbers, we're still at about 15% unemployment. You've heard of the publication Investor's Business Daily, correct?
It's a great one.
Yeah, March 22nd, 2010, they ran an article called Bull on Wall Street, and this is one sentence from that article. Quote, in the past year and a half, despite the commitment of nearly $20 trillion, with a T, $20 trillion in taxpayer funds to prevent another crisis, lending has stalled or shrunk, unquote. So obviously, the taxpayers of this country have backed tremendous investment, but it's not occurring in America. So we bear all the cost of the Fed and the government stimulating the global economy, but then we have no growth in our economy. So I would call that treason.
And by the way, there is some growth in our economy today, according to the new stats out. The claim was the number, I think it was 2% or something. U.S. economy, 2.8% growth in the third quarter, according to the Commerce Department today. So, slow but sure, despite all the drag that's happening on the economy. And certainly there's plenty of that investment going on in the great state of North Dakota. But I take your point, Mark. More could be here. Appreciate the call. All right, Mr. Bach, we'll talk to you at the top of the hour, okay?
Absolutely, my friend.
Looking forward to it. What's on your mind? Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid quality and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Congressman Michael Burgess will join us, medical doctor, member of Congress, and member of the committee that had Kathleen Sebelius up there this week, so we'll go chat with him about that endeavor. Mark the Freedom Poet is here. Do you think a school bus driver should have been fired for leading students in prayer?
I think he should be fired if he didn't.
Now, he was warned. They have two warnings.
Oh, the kids go into shock, or did they start to have some sort of spasmodic behaviorisms?
They did have some complaint
from a parent. Remember this, folks. One Madeline Murray O'Hare, one child, took umbrage at school prayer way back in the 60s in the Bible in school. And since then, the character of our culture has gone a-biblical, which means without the standards of the biblical influence. Prayer is a good thing. And you tell me how. Well, first of all, America was built on prayer. Just ask Ben Franklin and all of the founders. And this is really serious because it speaks to the larger question. The aggressive effort to sanitize God out of every public place so that we can create dependent people on government, not God.
Yeah, it's really very, very, very interesting here. I'm reading a comment from a listener. Says, we fire bus drivers for praying with and for children, and then refuse to allow teachers and administrators or even police to protect them while we force a homosexual agenda on them. No wonder the school system is a mess.
That's right, and it started when we forced prayer out of the schools. And you could just look at the charts as far as bullying, as far as disrespect for teachers, and then, of course, the greater thing, the number of incarcerations for violent crimes have gone straight up since we did kick God out of schools.
All right. More on that story at the top of the hour. I want to get your reaction to it. I'm going to spend some time on that one today and see what the audience thinks. Our next guest, we welcome to the program, member of Congress, and an interesting hearing and conversation with testimony from HHS, Health and Human Service Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, in the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Congressman Dr. Michael Burgess is back with us, Republican from Texas. Congressman, how are you?
I am well, Scott. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you back on the program. Mark Skogerbo is with me as well. Mark, the Freedom Poet, here today. And what was your takeaway from, I know Secretary Sebelius was over in the Senate yesterday, and, of course, the House previously, your committee. What'd you hear?
You know, the startling thing that came out of all of that testimony is, what do you have to do to get fired in this administration? Clearly, incompetence is not the bar that has to be crossed. I get the fact that the secretary serves at the pleasure of the president. The president says he doesn't want to replace her. But if I were the secretary and I had been failed by the people that I'd been in charge of several of these projects, I'd ask for someone's resignation. And I do not understand why she has not.
And what was the most disturbing thing you heard from her? What do you think is what's the firing offense if you had to pick the top one?
Well, look, we've been hearing testimony from agency people for a full year, since right after Barack Obama's reelection. Gary Cohen came to our committee all puffed up now by the president's reelection, and by golly, we're just going to do things and we're going to get them done. And he's been in our committee, I think, four times. He is the one who's in charge of the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight. He is the one, more than anyone else, who has had the task of implementing this thing. Every time he comes in, and he is under oath, and I've reminded him that he's under oath, and I've asked him, are you going to be ready? And it's absolutely, we will be ready. Are you planning for any delays? Are you planning for any contingencies? Because you may not be ready. And it was always the same answer. No, we will be ready on September the 19th, less than 2 weeks before this thing was scheduled to go live. I said, I need a yes or no answer to this question, sir. Will you be ready October 1st? He would not answer the yes or no question. He gave me this long-winded blather of an answer the way people at the agency like to do. But the fact of the matter was, they weren't going to be ready. And here's the deal. Okay, the Republicans are saying we want some delay on this. The administration, we gave them a perfect excuse. Say, oh, those darn Republicans, they want us to delay this. It's a great benefit for the people, but we'll play along with the Republicans and we'll delay the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, and behind the scenes frantically try to get this thing right because they knew it was going to fail day one. And then they went forward anyway. I mean, if that's not a fiery offense, I don't know what is.
That's just an amazing litany of dishonesty. They knew that far in advance that it wasn't going to work. They knew it.
Well, they made some changes in their software program, and you know, one of the big complaints is, yeah, I'd like to go out there and see what's available. If you're going to make me go into this Obamacare thing, I'd like to see what the plans are in my area and what the costs are and what the deductibles and blah, blah, blah. And the fact of the matter is you can't do it because they turned off the browsing function just literally a few hours before they went live. The reason they did that was because the cost of the policies was so high, they didn't want people to see that without seeing what their subsidy would be first. Well, you could make an arrangement to say you may be qualifying for a subsidy here, so don't, you know, this is not the final price. But at least let those of us who are willing to go on to this behemoth and try, at least let us see what plans are available. I've got to tell you, I have been trying to get on this thing since October the 1st. As a member of Congress, we have to take Obamacare, and I get that. Okay, we should live under the laws that we pass, even though I voted for it and fought against it every tooth and nail every step of the way. But I go on the website and try to get at least, I can't get any information. I keep getting into this endless loop, try back again in 30 minutes. The young people that they need to sign up for this thing, they're not gonna do it with the perseverance of a legislator who's being required to sign up. They're gonna go on to other things. I mean, there are too many other distractions out there to keep them plugging away at a website that consistently doesn't work. Travelocity, Amazon would never have made it had they had this kind of technology out there for people.
So what, I mean, is there enough of a smoking gun here and this incompetence and this mess to delay this thing for a year? What is the best fix, you think, because of what we know now?
Well, Scott, here's what's going to happen. I mean, January 1st, the website at some point will be fixed enough for them to claim victory. Although it may not work well, it will work enough. January 1st, all of the insurance is supposed to change, their access issues will occur. I mean, you just know that because someone's going to show up in a doctor's office, an emergency room. They think they've got coverage. The doctor will do the procedure or render the service. They'll submit the bill to the insurance company, and the insurance company will say, never heard of them. I mean, that is going to happen. I can almost guarantee it. How badly that affects, say, a hospital or a doctor's accounts receivable remains to be seen. I will just tell you, from my experience working in a private physician's office, there's not a lot of margin there. If that problem is not fixed quickly, people are going to suffer. And then the next big event that's going to occur is September of 2014, when people have to reapply to renew their insurance. The costs are going to be staggering because the people they thought were going to sign up early on are not going to sign up. It's too much trouble. There are too many barriers in the way. So who's going to sign up? Well, the old guy like me who's got a lot of problems. Yeah, I'll persevere and I'll eventually get signed up. But the 27-year-old who hadn't got much of a medical problem or really much of a knowledge that they have to be concerned about it, they're not going to sign up. So the cost differential is going to be staggering. This is what the insurance executives, you know, they've been all going down to the White House, meeting these huddled up closed-door meetings with the president. This is what they're telling you, that, oh, my God, if you don't fix this, the fallout in the fall is going to be staggering, and you guys are facing an election in 2014. So get it fixed now, but I don't think they can. I think it's beyond their capability.
I understand there's some legislation. Congressman Kevin Cramer, your colleague in the Republican caucus, was on with us yesterday and talked about a bill that makes a broken promise that President Obama repeatedly made into a reality. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, keep your doctor. Do you think that has some legs? Would that fare better if it passed the House over in the Senate than the previous efforts to reform or tweak Obamacare has?
I don't know, because you haven't changed Harry Reid, and that has been the historic problem that we faced since 2011, and you had this exercise in divided government. You know, people asked me a year ago my biggest fear was going into the election. That's it. My biggest fear is nothing changing. And that's what happened. You got the same three guys, Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and John Boehner. They all got re-upped by the American people in their wisdom. But I do think this thing will come. I think it's going to come through a committee next week. Will likely come to the floor pretty quickly. It very likely is going to be supported by a significant number of Democrats because they're scared. They got the memo. Everybody's tap dancing on Ken Cuccinelli's defeat, but honestly, he made it so close there in the final moments, they were sweating the election results. And the only reason for that was, of course, the Obamacare angle and the fact that Ken Cuccinelli has been a stalwart soldier in fighting this darn thing. So I think the Democrats have gotten the memo that they better get right on this with their constituents. Look, the president came and talked to the Congress, joint session of Congress, in September of 2009. You may remember it. That's the Nigel Wilson attempt to engage in a little floor debate and was not permitted to do that. But one of the things the president said that night, he said, if you lie about my program, if you lie about what we're doing with this law, I'll call you out. Well, Mr. President, you lied. As far as I can tell, you're the only one who did lie that night, and I'm calling you out. If you like what you have, you can keep it. It's not correct to say, sorry, the statement is no longer operational, or I didn't know what I was saying when I made the statement, or the law hadn't been passed, so I was just incompetent. No, he misled the American people, and it's time to call him out on that.
And he said an average of $2,500 per family lower premiums. What a crock!
Is it enough of a lie to add this to the list of potential impeachment offenses?
Well, what could or should happen really gets back to the people. And I don't know if you'll remember way back in 1988 or 89, a fellow named Dan Rostenkowski, Democratic chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, passed this, what he called a catastrophic care bill. It was just going to affect seniors. He thought it was a great thing. Turns out seniors didn't think it was so great. And they clobbered him in his town halls later that year. He came back to Washington in 1989. First order of business was to repeal the catastrophic care.
Let your voice be heard on this. Congressman, we're out of time. Thanks so much for the fight. We appreciate you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You heard of the group Pablo Cruz before?
Yeah.
Pablo?
Mm-hmm.
You know Pablo?
Not personally.
No? No. What you gonna do? That's the song, Pablo Cruz. You can keep it up, Aaron.
You know, I got to know Freddie Fender.
Did it go away? Freddie Fender!
He used to come and hear me and John sing. I had a really sad thing happen yesterday. My duet partner that I sang with in L.A. and Nashville and Memphis and Houston, John Dane Shockey, died. And he and I really had a fun career for a while, and Freddie Fender liked our music. He was recording Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
That was the song I was trying to remember. It was a good song.
Yeah, and he came in.
It was bugging me when you said Freddie Fender. I was trying to think, what in the heck is that song?
Yeah.
Give me the Freddie Fender song.
Yeah, and he was a really nice guy and so became mutual, kind of a regular. Yeah,
a mutual acquaintance of the two of you.
Right.
Died yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I worked with a guy for
We got from Pablo Cruz to Freddie Fender, but I'm glad we did because I wanted to remember.
But was, he had the same kind of beat. Freddie, you know, it's kind of Hispanic upbeat.
Yeah.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
I like the way he'd sing it.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
He was a delightful guy.
Did he ever, was there any other hits for him, or was that it?
Well, his album with that as a lead song played was huge internationally because he had several Spanish songs on as well.
Wasted days and wasted. Thank you for that memory, Mark.
Yeah.
Quick check some sports, then the weather. And we're going to crank up What's on Your Mind, talk about food stamp use being at an all-time, I don't know if it's an all-time low, but it's dropped. Rising everywhere else, dropped in North Dakota. Why? We're going to ask our audience to solve that riddle today. And we're going to talk about a Minnesota school bus driver fired this week for praying with students on the bus. We're asking the question, should praying with students be a firing offense? Lots of response already in our Facebook page on that one. Plus, we'll talk North Dakota's deer opener. Randy Crile, chief of the Wildlife Division, will be here to answer any questions you have about that today on the program.
Maybe they could have a little bubble in the back of the bus for the one or two atheists that were being offended, you know, some sort of a little screen or curtain for them to hide behind and worship nothing.
And we're also going to talk about some Veterans Day events.
So, yeah, kind of an interesting Veterans Day events.
Brian Kolk will be joining us, North Dakota Public Service Commission mentor. He's a veteran himself, so we'll preview Veterans
Day. You know, I have a guest on the Common Sense Club today by the name of Scott Hennen.
I'm looking forward to that.
3:20.
And we're going to talk about an event we're going to kick off here on the radio on Veterans Day.
That's right.
Yeah. So
you're going to Butte, too.
I am going to be in Butte, North Dakota for Veterans Day. Looking forward to that. Okay, so quick check of sports, and then I'll do weather.
Okay, the headline to me is, for the fifth time, Joe Mauer got the Silver Slugger Award for the best hitter at his position. And David Ortiz got it for the sixth time as the best designated hitter. So that's pretty cool. The incognito story is just pitiful. Now the story goes that maybe he was encouraged by the management to toughen up teammate Martin with his abuse. And so now the teammates are starting to rise to Incognito's defense. At the same time, the Timberwolves lost and shot a mere 25% from behind the three-point land. And the Vikings are in all roiled up, and now they're questioning play calling as they stumble, slip, slide to 1-7 halfway through the season.
Well, I believe you questioned the play calling as well.
I did indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is it okay for the players to do that, or is that going to be a mutiny if they...
Well, I don't think they care. I think they want to get off this ship. They want the captain. It is a mutiny. This is embarrassing.
Ugly mutiny.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Weather forecast, Fargo and vicinity, mostly cloudy, near about 40 today, just under 40 with the west wind tonight, partly cloudy, 26. Some rain, snow before noon tomorrow, then rain likely. High near 42, breezy tomorrow, too. So precip chance 60%. Not much in the way of snow accumulation, but could be mixed in the morning. And then into the weekend, we're looking at sunny and 38 Saturday. Partly sunny on Sunday and 39. Out in the oil patch, sunny today with a high near 42. Tonight, we'll get into some sleet likely, possibly mixed with freezing rain before 1 a.m., then sleet between 1 and 2 a.m., then rain and sleet after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 30 tonight. Chance of precip 70%. Little or no ice accumulation there, but there's going to be some rain and sleet tonight in the patch. For tomorrow, rain and snow before noon, then a chance of rain near 41. As we get into the weekend, Friday night, mostly cloudy, 24. Saturday, sunny, 34. Breezy, too. Sunday, cloudy, near 35. Into the weekend. Veterans Day, there's a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy near 25. Right now, here's our temps around the listening area. Fargo, haze and 20 at this hour. Scattered clouds, 16 in Grand Forks. Jamestown, cloudy, 25. Devil's Lake, cloudy, 29. Wahpeton, 25, cloudy. Valley City, overcast, 25. Let's head out west to the oil patch. Scattered clouds, 29 in Minot. Williston, clear, 27. Tioga and Stanley, both at 25 in the clear skies. Dickinson clear 29, Sydney clear into 21 degrees at this hour as well. Down in South Dakota, Lemon clear 21, Mobridge clear 23, Aberdeen clear 17, Watertown 27 degrees. Balmy on the eastern edge. And our Minnesota friends, let's see, Fergus clear 23, Thief River Falls clear in 19, Alexandria overcast 27, Detroit Lakes clear 27 degrees at this hour. What's on your mind? And your call straight ahead, 855-200-1776 if you want to call during the break. Otherwise,
that's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.